Babcock and Brown, you've called it the implosion, which is probably why they hate you. What's the actual effect of what's happened to them on local people, on people in Melbourne and particular developments here? Anything?
Well, they say not. I mean, for instance, they are the financier and the main organiser of the Royal Children's Hospital redevelopment, where they've, you know, had to borrow $1.4 billion. Mm-hmm. It's actually close to a $1 billion project. And they've got all sorts of construction companies and catering companies and health companies involved in the consortium. They were just the arrangers. And it's managed out of actually a London listed vehicle. So it's not actually directly controlled by Babcock and Brown. And their comment is, look, you know, everything's fine. We've got a couple of issues here with our debts in our power fund. But, you know, you shouldn't talk about, oh, does this mean the St Kilda Triangle development won't go ahead? Because, I mean, they are, again, the financier to the St Kilda Triangle. Sitta Properties, their joint venture partner, was today quoted in the Financial Review saying everything's fine. So everyone's been putting out statements saying everything is fine. I mean, the headstock, Babcock and Brown itself, has recovered 11% today, up to $5.85. So I think they need to raise probably close to $500 million to $1 billion of new capital. Yet they're only worth, you know, they're worth less than $2 billion now. They've plunged from, you know, $12 billion to $2 billion. So it's been an astonishing collapse. And seeing a share fall by 50% in a week, as we saw last week, is just investor confidence evaporating. And today's little bounce was actually quite interesting because it was caused by the fact that fellow teetering financial engineer, Allco Finance Group, which has plunged from, they were going to buy Qantas, remember, they plunged from, you know, $13 to 30 cents. And they today have sold their largely US wind farms, including, I think, one of the world's biggest wind farms in California, for US $325 million, which was a very big price. And so the Allco Finance Group share price today has almost doubled. It's gone from, you know, 30 to 55. And the Babcock price has bounced because the whole of Babcock's financial strength at the parent company level is relying on the fact that they're trying to sell a couple of $1 billion worth of wind farms in Europe.
Oh, I see. And, so they're thinking the precedent's been set.
Yeah, and the analysts are saying, predicting they'll make between $300 million and $550 million net profit after tax from that. And everyone sort of said, well, you know, you've been talking up all this stuff all this time and you haven't really delivered. But boy, the Allco boys have got $325 million for their wind farms. Maybe you can do it. And I think that they, you know, they're really dependent on this deal. I mean, it's a huge thing for them. If they can pull it off, then maybe they can get out of it. But the problem with the Babcock story is that they are basically, investment banks are basically capitalised reputation. And because more than $5 billion has been blown across all the different funds, I mean, I'm invested in all 10 of them. So I've lost my shirt on a few of them. And people won't sort of give them any more money. So if you're a bank which hasn't got a record of delivering for your customers, or if you're a fund manager that underperforms, funds management is a winner-takes-all industry where everyone puts their money with the winner. And if you suddenly are one of the biggest losers in terms of what you deliver,
you're
then you won't
rejected.
Be able to do it. So the big question now with Babcock is I don't think they can raise a lot more money. So it becomes a workout situation where they've got, well, $80 billion of assets and more than $50 billion of debt around the world. You know, all sorts of amazing projects from schools in New South Wales, the Long Bay Jail in Sydney. They built the $130 million hospital there. They did our showgrounds redevelopment. They've got, you know, they own vast numbers of retirement villages around the place. They own the old gas-fired power station at Newport in Melbourne in the western suburbs, and the one in Gippsland. So it's a huge empire that they have, from coal mines to ports to power stations.
So if worst comes to worst and they had to divest themselves of all of that asset, then they could affect... I mean, it seems that they could... I know you're saying it's about the reputation, but they could, in fact, kind of trade themselves out of
that. Well, they could get out of it, and the investors in the individual funds might get out of it. So, I mean, I, as I said, I'm an investor in all of them, and some of them I might get my money back. And others I'll lose 60, 70%. But I think their ability to list new funds is gone. And the key issue that people are most upset about, and I raised this with them at their AGM a couple of weeks ago in Sydney, is that all these funds have these 25-year management contracts in which they can never be sacked. So it's like appointing a CEO on a 25-year contract and saying that even if you remove them, you have to keep paying them for 25 years. So a lot of these funds have performed very badly. And ordinarily in capitalism, investors would sack the board. But they have these ridiculous contracts which still have never been fully disclosed. So they have bad disclosure, bad governance, long-term locked-in contracts, and the market's gone on a bit of a capital strike with them because they haven't performed, and then the market can't fix it because they've got all these poison pills and structures in there. So I think they might sell a few assets for big prices, but it's not a good time to be selling off assets. I mean, they might do right from their wind farms, but you know, how are they going to go with everything else? So, I mean, they've sent me a pretty, you know, stop talking us down, stop being irresponsible. So,
and you've
listened
to that very, very closely, obviously.
Look, their shares are up 11% today. And
you've given that information?
I'm looking forward to them going from $5.85 back to $34, which is what they peaked at last year.